The thing with transportation is, regardless of what mode it is, it's very expensive, and funding's always the issue. On top of the fact that so many existing revenues are down, to try and find new revenues for new projects is very challenging. So hopefully they'll have some new ideas here.
Danner, who is also a Pinellas Suncoast Transit Authority board member, helped with a study that lays out plans to connect downtown St. Pete to the Carillon Business District in Mid-Pinellas and then up to Clearwater. The so-called alternatives analysis would also improve the county's bus system. The project is expected to cost $1.5 billion. Danner said because the federal government no longer earmarks funds for transportation, finding funding is a little different and a lot more difficult.
Still kind of new, so we don't know a lot either. But it is just, you know, not completely the same, but there is still that opportunity to work with your legislators for the grant process.
So the Pinellas Transit Authority is looking for ways to pay for the project through 2030. They hope to convince voters to approve a penny sales tax for most of it. But Danner said the rail study completed this year also serves as an application for federal money.
Now that that's complete, we follow their process that then qualifies us to apply if we have the match. So then we'll go to the state for whatever funding levels they have. That's why FDOT is our partner on the Howard Franklin Bridge study, so they can help with the road networks.
Danner said they're also looking into private funding from large companies who have businesses around proposed train stations.
They're the ones that can take advantage of transit first and have sort of a built-in guaranteed ridership. Most of them also own large tracts of land where we want to go.
The event was closed to the media, but the organizers said a panel consisting of transportation experts and elected officials in areas with model transit programs would be sharing ideas with attendees. Bill Joneson, a Clearwater City Council member and PSTA board member, said he hoped to hear some success stories that the Tampa Bay region could learn from.
How do we connect with the citizens so that we make sure that we're doing what they'd like us to do and that they're going to support what we end up doing?
Joneson said he's traveled to places like Minneapolis where transit is better integrated.
They're very livable. They tend to be more walkable. They tend to provide options for people to choose different living styles.
But the Tampa Bay area is jammed up when it comes to transportation. Hillsborough County attempted to fund a light rail plan in 2010 with a tax referendum, but voters rejected it. The effort in Pinellas County is slow going because planners are trying to make sure they don't make the same mistakes Hillsborough did, like jumping the gun. But Hillsborough County Commissioner Mark Sharp said the county is still considering ways to rehash the plan.
Most referendums fail when you start the process because it's a tremendous public education process. So really, it's a matter of elected officials listening to the citizens, but also the citizens working with the elected officials to find a way to improve our transit. Because everyone knows transit is tied to economic development, and economic development obviously is going to drive our local region.
Sharp said elected officials also need to be careful of what they're asking taxpayers to pony up.
We're not going to have a big mega referendum. I think we've learned that large, giant referendums usually don't succeed. Smaller ones work. So if you're going to have small referendums, that we need to make sure that we collectively understand what we're all doing. And that's a challenge.